Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The creator of the Twinkie, James A. Doerr, died just 25 years ago today, June 30th, 1985. Urban legend has it that Twinkies will stay fresh forever, or almost. A long shelf life helped to ensure its place in many bomb shelters during the 1960s, and President Bill Clinton famously stuck a Twinkie in a time capsule. But maybe the only thing more legendary than the Twinkie's longevity is its use as a form of legal defense, which was originally coined after the murder of gay San Francisco city supervisor Harvey Milk. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, at the trial of the murderer, Dan White, noted psychiatrist Martin Blinder testified that White had been depressed at the time of the crime and pointed to several factors indicating White's depression. He had quit his job, he shunned his wife, and although normally clean-cut, he had become slovenly in appearance. Furthermore, White had previously been a fitness fanatic and health food advocate, but he had begun consuming suspect junk foods like, you guessed it, Twinkies, and sugar-laden soft drinks like Coca-Cola. Ludicrous as it sounds, the defense actually worked. The fact that White had killed Moscone and Milk was not challenged, really, but in part because of the testimony from Blinder and the other psychiatrist, the defense successfully persuaded the jury that White's capacity for rational thought had been diminished, and they convicted him of voluntary manslaughter rather than the first-degree or second-degree murder that he could have been charged with. Despite its association with deranged killers and exotic preservatives, people still buy the cream-filled cakes. Lots of people, to the tune of nearly $500 million a year. Apparently, they agree with creator James Doerr's assessment. Quote, Twinkies was the best darn tootin' idea I ever had. Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.